What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. Thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you. Thank you for sharing this with a friend. And most of all, thank you for leaving a review. We are here Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. I always say we, bitch. I say we, but it's me. It's me and all the voices in my head. So I guess that counts, right? Because you never know who we're talking, who's talking, which one of Brandon's personalities has shown up today. So thanks for tuning in. Make sure you're following me on Facebook. I have a group where I post journal prompts Monday through Friday as well, just to help you navigate the conversation within yourself. I do believe pen to paper, there's a lot of power. And for today's conversation, I think that's going to be another important tool. Okay. Some of you bitches are having a hard time if like you're struggling communicating your needs, your desires, and your boundaries. And this is going to carry on with you. You are not setting boundaries. You are not being assertive. And that's what we want to talk about today, okay? Because if you're not assertive, you're going to find it hard to always talk about your thoughts, your feelings, and opinions in any situation, social, professional, personal. And this makes it hard for other people to understand you, and it results in a bunch of misunderstandings or miscommunications. Does this sound like something that you have struggled with, okay? You're not assertive, you're going to have a lack of respect. And when you don't assert yourself, others are not going to take you seriously. At this point, you're not respecting yourself. So you cannot expect other people to respect your opinions or ideas, okay? And this is where you start feeling like you're undervalued and you feel dismissed and it's demotivating. And the truth is, this is one of the leading keys of low self-esteem, okay? You're not setting the boundaries. Assertiveness is important for setting boundaries and saying no when you need to. Without it, you're going to find it's going to be hard to say no to anything. Anything. Even if it's something you don't want to comply with, you're going to have a hard time saying no. And this leads to feelings of resentment, frustration, and burnout, not just within yourself, but in your relationships as well. Okay. You're missing opportunities. If you do not ask for that raise or promotion, you're going to be passed over for it. If you don't speak up in meetings or groups, you're not going to be recognized for your contribution or ideas. If you have a problem and you say nothing, it's going to fester and build up inside of you, and you die that slow death. That slow death of poison, regret, all of it. Being assertive is important for effective communication, for your self-respect, for setting boundaries, for achieving your goals. If you want to take care of yourself, then you have to step up. If you are struggling with assertiveness, let's talk about ways we can build that up for you, okay? Standing up for yourself and being firm, these are life skills. They're going to help support your personal, professional security, social. Why'd I say security? They do give you inner security, but this affects every relationship in your life, okay? Being assertive comes in tandem with confidence and self-worth, 100%. If you are not feeling yourself, then this is a great place to start, okay? By being assertive or firm, or it's standing your ground in a respectful, fair, and mature way, okay? We're not out here being assholes. You can be assertive without being a dick, right? This is how we start to feel empowered. We start to feel happy. And my favorite word of the week is control. We feel like we're in control of our own decisions. You want control in your life? Start becoming assertive, okay? And assertive is not bossy. Assertive is not worrying about what other people are doing. Assertive is actually owning your own bullshit, okay? Actually setting your own boundaries and standing up for what matters to you. So, how can you become more assertive? It's going to be setting boundaries and expectations. When your boss messages you after the end of the workday, do you run to your phone or work desk? You hear your phone beep at, 2 a.m. and you're working social working, social networking on, MLM or whatever. Do you run to your phone immediately? Okay. If you find yourself constantly working and are struggling to remember when you aren't glued to a company group chat or solving a career related problem, and there may be some boundary issues between you and your workplace or what it is you're doing, okay? Perhaps you spend every weekend running errands for friends or family and dream of having like time to yourself, okay? You have to set the boundaries. Make it clear to the people in your life you have set working hours. You will not be reachable at certain times. Set this boundary. You've got such this fear of missing out, but the truth is, you're not getting shit done being available 24 hours either, are you? Are you? Shock me. Shock me and go ahead and email me at brandonlinette.com and be like, you know what? I don't have boundaries and I work 24 hours a day and it's really paying off. I want you to tell me that because I guarantee it's not. It's not. You're miserable. You're fucking miserable and you're frustrated and you're burnt out. So you're not even really having success in your conversations when it comes to selling a product or introducing new people to your products. It's just not working for you. Set your boundaries. I am the queen of like, I answer emails and messages when I'm energetically ready. Okay. And it is within a 24-hour period, 90% of the time. Okay. Unless I'm going through some shit and anybody in my life that doesn't, you know, respect that or has a problem, then they're not really my people. Right. You've got to set those boundaries. And I don't do it in a rude way. Never. And there are times, bitch, we all do it where we check a text message, we forget to respond. I get it. I've done that. Never in a hurtful demeanor, never in a, you know, oh my gosh. So I never, ever want any of you to feel ignored. If you ever have emailed me, I respond. And if I haven't, then feel free to reach out again. It probably went into my spam, but I do check that pretty often as well. But I set business hours. I'm not working 24 hours a day. I tried that. It was terrible. You have to explain to your friends and your family members that your time is important and people should respect you. Okay. You have to be polite, but you have to be firm. Make it clear when you disagree with something and remember not to constantly let yourself be overwhelmed with tasks. You're not here just to please everyone around you. You've got to set aside some time for yourself. And because you have not set these boundaries, you really do struggle with the self-esteem. And I get that. I get that. I know it's fucking tough. But you have to believe in yourself. So much of being assertive stems from believing that what you say and do is valid and important, okay? If you've got these childhood trauma wounds where you haven't felt valued or important, you need to heal that shit. Acknowledge it. Ask yourself right now, why do I not think my shit is valid? And that's what you're saying to yourself every time you flex your boundaries and you do not stay firm in them. By knowing what you want, you're going to be able to stand up for yourself and express your opinion. Okay. If somebody asks you to do something or expresses an opinion that you don't agree with, you can't be afraid to voice your opinion. I've hated how uncomfortable I felt and how much regret I had when I didn't stand up and say something when it needed to be said. I spent a long time doing that. So I don't want you to think I'm coming from a place of, I don't know what this is like. Okay. Every area of your life, your, you know, new relationships and stuff, this is never going to not be an issue. Just because you become assertive in all these areas of your life doesn't mean that we not slip. Okay. Because there are times that I do fall into that, like new relationships or, you know, even just I've opened up dialogue with a lot of family and I'm not the person that really has time to be on the phone a lot. And I'm not setting boundaries like that. Like I'm ridiculously like on the phone all day, every day lately. And I feel that. I feel like, okay, I'm going to have to, you know, set boundaries and just kind of give myself a time allotment every week where I can be here and be available. Okay. So it's something that is constantly going to need to be worked on. You've got to be confident in the power of your speech and opinions. If you have something to say or don't want to do something, you have to remember that you have as much right to speak your mind and say no as anybody else. 100%. And these days, I feel like there's not a lot of people, especially like, you know, in my work area that agree on the same things in life that I do. We think very differently. And I respect that, but I'm never not afraid to speak up. Just because we believe things are different doesn't mean that either of us are right or wrong, right? You believe what you believe. Take power in that. Bitch, you have to learn to make eye contact, okay? That's assertiveness 101. You will feel assertive. Your body language is everything. I'm talking like shoulders back, stand up straight, and make eye contact, okay? Do it in a casual, friendly, balanced way. This is a great opportunity to demonstrate assertive behavior. Okay. That's like some boss bitch stuff. If your boss wants you to work overtime, but you don't want to, and you've been asked to, standing up for them, making that eye contact, make sure your eyes are like, you know, not stabbing daggers into his, but just shoulders back, look them in the eye, blink, engage, make the encounter friendly and relaxed, but use the eye contact to say no. And your body is going to support this, okay? Body language is huge. So it is just a very firm stance of like, no, I'm not comfortable with overtime. I've got other shit to do, okay? Try practicing the body language. Avoid crossing your arms because that suggests nervousness or hostility. Okay. It's got to be stand firm with a, you know, good posture, eye contact, friendly but firm approach. No slouching, no crossing your legs, no playing with items or jewelry. You want to look confident and own your space. You do all these things in a neutral, friendly way, but no fidgeting. Okay. Regardless of how you choose to assert yourself, you just got to be kind. Okay. You can still be assertive and maintain your warm, friendly personality. I know there are times where we do want to say, fuck off. I get that. And maybe your face is going to say that no matter what I tell you, because we've all got a face like that. Okay. But being strong and firm in your body language, it's a way of practicing confidence. And I'm saying, like, practice this assertive body language in all areas of your life. Like, just absolutely standing tall and firm in everything you're doing, it changes your self-esteem. How you hold your body changes your self-esteem always. If you are sluggish and slouched and always fidgety and always playing with stuff, that's not a confident person. Okay. But bitch, I want you to win this week. I want you to find your power. Assertiveness is an incredibly effective way of setting boundaries. This is where you learn to know your worth and allowing you to have some control over your own choices. Okay. I want you to be bold. I want you to be proud, and I want you to be you, the powerful creator that chose this space. I want you to go just kick ass in this life.